96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Primetime Newsmaker this morning is brought to you by Mel's Tire and 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. The holidays are a special time of year. All of us at Mel's Tire are thankful for your patronage this year. Your loyalty allows us to give back to our local communities through donations and scholarships. Be safe on winter roads with the Yokohama line of tires. Choose from Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, Avid Ascend LX or GT, or Geolander AT-G015. Happy New Year from Yokohama and Mel's Tire. 915 Graham, Emporia. Where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Indeed it is. Priceless at Mel's Tire. KVOE live and local. Good morning on a midweek Wednesday. It is 7:20, 32 degrees, a wind chill of 19, and we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Hank Osterhaus, who is with H2E Inc., talking about maybe an early look at the 2024 Halfway to Everywhere Music and Arts Festival. Hank, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Hank.
I'm well. How are you?
Doing good today. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Hey, I wanted to jump in real quick. I heard that this is sponsored by Mel's Tire, and I wanted to shout them out because they also sponsor Halfway to Everywhere, and, you know, we couldn't do this event without all of our fantastic sponsors, such as Mel's Tire or Mitchell Markowitz or First Choice Plumbing or Clint Boyer Autoplex, some of our smaller ones, and of course our major sponsors like Emporia State University and the City of Emporia. So I thought it was really cool that they were the sponsor of today's segment.
Yeah, indeed. As and Allison mentioned, doing business with Mel's Tire allows them to sponsor great events like Halfway to Everywhere. So it's good. Everything's just working right out of the gate here this morning.
We indeed.
Happy with that. So hopefully you've had a good holiday, Hank.
Other than some terrible sickness, I've had a decent holiday.
Battling with that stuff, huh? It is kind of going around.
Yeah.
Well, this certainly is an outdoor festival weather, but you stay busy year-round because you've got all kinds of irons in the fire, it seems like, all the time. So what's going on with the Halfway to Everywhere, kind of halfway until the next Halfway to Everywhere, Hank?
Well, so we're halfway to Halfway is actually on, September. It is March 2nd. We'll be having a concert at the Emporia Granada Theater with That One Guy. It will be a fundraiser event. Tickets are available online currently. You can get them on our website, which is h2efest.org. They are $25 in advance, $30 at the gate, $100 for a VIP pass, and all proceeds go to help Halfway to Everywhere, and I should say festivals with an S at the end, if that's a hint as to where we are heading.
Well, Hank, you're talking about where we're heading. I know we were talking a little bit during the festival this past year about what could be coming down the corridor, and you had said that expanding, making it bigger, larger, reach out more. So you say festivals. So is it safe to say that Halfway could be split between a few different days, or are you looking at adding a new festival to the calendar?
There has been, with the success that we've had in Emporia, there has been a tremendous outreach from many other communities. And so this is where I take this time to thank the Crawford County Chamber of Commerce and the Community Foundation of Southeast Kansas for the three new Halfway to Everywheres that are going to be happening next year. One will be in Pittsburgh, one will be in Parsons, and one will be in Fort Scott. So there will be four Halfway to Everywheres next year, and there are three other communities on the other side of the state who have been shown interest as well. So we're definitely expanding. I mean, as I had, the entire goal of our nonprofit and program is to be a statewide organization, and Emporia is our test market, our home base. It's still going to be the largest of the festivals will be here. This has just been a really good year. I ended up going to this convention for Kansas Tourism earlier this year and met with some of the state senators and our lieutenant governor about how we can expand these programs. And so this is sort of the groundwork for it.
Well, that's an explosion of Halfway.
That's good
Sounds
news.
Like to it me, is. Going from one to three. So do you have dates set for this trio of new Halfways?
We have a date range in mind. We haven't solidified. It's we're still a nonprofit, and so we're governed by our board of directors, and so we don't. That requires a vote still. We also have some changes that we're going to make here in town that we're pretty certain we're going to do, and it also requires a vote. But I'm happy to share those changes as well. So let me get a drink of water real quick. I'm kind of running dry here.
No problem.
Part of the expansion, as we had mentioned before, is perhaps making it a two-day event here at town. And I think that's highly likely. The board was very responsive to that. Now, you know, logistically, it's tough to just do a one-day event. And so we thought we had to figure out a nice copacetic way to expand it out, give people more opportunities to participate, catch some of those people there on the Friday that otherwise would be leaving for Saturday. And so it looks like we're partnering with the Granada Theater. So H2E Incorporated and the Emporia Granada Theater are going to be inseparable entities. On Friday of the H2E weekend, that will be all Granada shows. So probably somewhere between 3 and 5 bands in the Granada. I have one of our previous acts on the hook. That's another thing I've mentioned before is up until this point, all of our lineups have been unique, but this year I kind of get a step back into a little nostalgia and get some of our previous performances back. One of those was formerly known as Cuckoo Kangaroo, and they're now known as Cuckoo. So they were a fantastic sort of youth-oriented act. And I haven't decided
yet. They were
awesome.
They were fantastic.
They're amazing. Yeah. I don't care that they're youth-oriented. I still love them. We jam them every day at my house.
Hank and I were actually dancing doing the do-si-do while they were playing at the last
year. Dinosaur Stomp, y'all.
Oh, it was great.
So I've got them on the hook, and I'm not sure if I want to put them outside or in the Granada. But either way, they always are a delight, and they deliver quite a show. And so then on the day of the event, the Granada will then turn into, or excuse me, the Saturday of the event, the Granada will turn into our hospitality area. That's always been not necessarily an issue, but just sort of a challenge for us logistically, and how do we manage all of our VIP members? How do we provide hospitality to our artists? And so if you purchase a VIP ticket to this next year's Halfway to Everywhere here in Emporia, you will have access to the Emporia Granada, which will be our lounge. Of course, there's a nice little private bar in there, and then we're working out the logistics of live streaming our stages onto the screen in there so that you don't miss anything by hanging out. Another just kind of subtle amenity is in the past, I've kind of made a point to cram all the bands together, and that was sort of my devious sort of way to make you wish that you'd seen some bands that you couldn't physically make. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm trying to make this more user-friendly. And so we're actually what I call a Rochambeau. We're basically one stage at a time for a performance area. We'll kind of go back and forth. We're going to have a little bit of a longer set changeovers so that our crews can get ready, prepared for the next bands, and also that it can condense our viewers to a single stage at a time. That way, it absolutely is easy to see every single act that we have, and it'll be easier for us to spread that over 2 days as opposed to trying to cram it into one day. The last change, which I had been mentioning, is as we are growing and this event costs a ton of money and is really hard to recoup, we are charging this year. It's still going to be pretty nominal. And again, all of these changes still have to have final board approval, but this is pretty much the gist of what we have discussed. This is sort of the one hinging point here. We have a few varying opinions, and I think that they're all very similar. But I think it's going to be something in the $15 range for a full festival price if you buy it in advance, probably 20 at the door. I mean, that's 10 bucks a day to go see 30 bands on six stages now. So it's still a really great value. It's still, you can't go to any festival for that cost. In fact, you can't go to very many concerts for that cost. Especially if you're a Taylor Swift fan, that costs you several hundred bucks just to sit in the nosebleed and see her through a magnifying glass. So this is quite an improvement on that, in my opinion. Unfortunately, we don't have Taylor Swift this year. I don't have $1 million, but you never know. She's in Kansas now, so maybe she'll show up.
Who knows? Who knows? Right. So would there be a one-day pass to Hank, or basically 2 days?
That's what we're hinging on. We don't know if we want to do just a one- or two-day pass or just do it all under one ticket. The argument for is that some people might only want to go Friday and Saturday, and it saves them a few dollars. The argument against is that it's just logistics. It's how do we manage 2 days of ticket sales and passes and yada yada. So we will probably take the path of least resistance this year. And as we continue to expand, there's all sorts of expensive and fancy ticketing softwares out there that we kind of dip our toes into, but we don't really have the resources to do so at this juncture.
You know, Hank, you mentioned obviously we won't have Taylor Swift this year, but how is the expansion and kind of reaching out to these different communities, how do you think that's going to expand the list of artists you're able to bring into the community here in the future? We've had a lot of local area regional talents. Do you think we're going to be going further outside of our boundaries?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's always been the goal of Halfway to Everywhere, is we want to get to a point where our budget allows us to bring in tier one or tier two acts. I mean, tier one is always a little bit of a stretch. That literally is $1 million plus. And that's way beyond our budget, but tier two, tier three acts, those seem more accessible. Those run in the $50,000 to $100,000 a piece range, which of course I've never spent anything. So as much money on anything in my life, basically my house is the only thing. It's like I could have a concert or a house. But that is the goal. As far as the regional and local acts, I think that also provides an extra opportunity, because while we are going to keep all of our events lineups unique, you're not going to see a carbon copy every year four times, we still will have the ability to sort of share some of those local and regional acts around, and I hope that that helps them as well, kind of spread them and get the word out about them in places where they may not have, been able to go. So, Southeast Kansas particularly has a really good population center, if you take into account Joplin being, 45 minutes away and Springfield not far. So I think there's some really good opportunities to help get KFA and Halfway to Everywhere Incorporated to its end game, which is really to soften the market statewide for these artistic experiences and to create these workforce development opportunities within the creative arts industries.
I'll tell you what, folks, an eruption of information from Halfway to Everywhere with us here this morning. And, Hank, unfortunately, we're on the clock here. We're going to have to get you back to talk about some more specifics. But, boy, exciting news. Venturing
Absolutely.
Out with three new Halfway to Everywhere events. And we'll have a little different look of things here in Emporia coming up. What, Labor Day weekend, right?
That's right. This year, it'll be August 30th and 31st.
Got it. Well, Hank, always a pleasure, my friend.
Absolutely. Likewise.
Appreciate it, Hanko.
We'll be in touch.
Right, take care.
All right.
Stay warm.
Yeah, Hank Osterhout with H2E Inc. talking about 2024 Halfway to Everywhere's activities.
It's very exciting to see it grow so fast in just a few short years. I do want to remind everybody that if you have a topic, event, or anything else you'd like to discuss as part of the morning show, please reach out to KVOE to book a segment. We do not have any openings here for the next 2 weeks, but there are some openings mid through January for our primetime newsmaker segment. Just call KVOE at 620-342-5863 or message KVOE at KVOE.com. Tomorrow, we will be getting a legislative session preview with 76th District Representative Eric Smith of Burlington on tomorrow's primetime newsmaker.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. KVOE Live and Local 734, 31 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Mark Schaefer out here at John North Ford Nissan, where I have a great selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs.